Today on Experts, my guest is Dr. Philip Wallace. He's with Central Oregon Spine and Sports. You can find him online at cospineinsports.com. Dr. Wallace, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, last time you were here, we talked a bit about arthritis. Let's talk a little bit more about joint pain in general.
Joint pain, yes. Joint pain is often... it can be attributed to arthritis, but it's not always an arthritic issue. It could be tendon, ligaments surrounding the joint that are giving you pain, and a good physical exam can often tease that out and direct treatment. So we like to get people in. I'm kind of a head-to-toe guy. If you've got headaches, if you've got shoulder pain, hand pain, knee pain, hip pain, foot pain, we can treat that, or we can certainly help you find the right treatment for your situation.
Now, you do your best not to, you know, if at all possible, not to have to go into surgery, right?
That's the goal, is to avoid surgery and restore function. Yeah.
Okay. And when people have these sorts of issues, very often it's not acute, it's chronic.
Exactly. Most chronic joint pain is likely an arthritic situation. So there's several easy, simple joint injections that can be done to alleviate pain and to also help confirm the diagnosis. If we put some medicine into a joint or around a joint and the pain goes away, then we have established the diagnosis, and then we go from there to see if we can help avoid the surgery. If I exhaust my toolbox on a situation, I will certainly refer somebody off to a surgeon that can help them get back on track.
Tell me a little bit about the toolbox.
The toolbox is needles. I am a needle guy. I put needles in delicate places and try to anywhere from burning nerves to alleviate pain. We can do that for knee pain. For back pain, we can burn some nerves for joints that are arthritic. Burning sounds pretty dramatic, but it's a tried and true method from the 1960s. We've been doing it for decades, and burning sounds like it would hurt, but we do a pretty good job of keeping that treatment from being especially painful.
Is this something that is long-lasting? Does somebody have to continually come in for this?
That is... yes. People often have to come in once a year to have, if we're burning nerves, that's a once to twice a year treatment. People will return when the pain starts to creep back on them.
With joint pain in particular, is this usually localized to a specific part of the body and stay there, or does it expand?
Joint pain and arthritis is usually very local. It's pretty easy to identify where it's coming from.
Is there anything that somebody can do in the meantime to help themselves?
Yes. I mean, the Arthritis Foundation has great recommendations for people who suffer from arthritis. And movement is profoundly important. Staying mobile, keeping those joints moving is going to be a great first step to keeping you functional. So movement and if ground level exercise is too much for you, then pool therapy is also a good option for arthritis sufferers.
Does this kind of pain, I mean, patients with this, are they any particular age group in specific, or does it cover the gamut?
You know, most arthritis sufferers are 40 and above. If there's an arthritis situation below 40 years of age, then it's usually something resulting from a traumatic event, some sort of accident or injury.
Is this a progressive condition?
It certainly is. There is no cure for arthritis, unfortunately.
When a person comes in to see you then, what can they expect the approach to be?
We use a very thorough physical exam, and if warranted, we'll bring in some imaging, an MRI or a CT or X-ray to help us confirm what we believe is the diagnosis.
Central Oregon Spine and Sports. You'll find them online at cospineinsports.com. But it's Dr. Philip Wallace who's with us here this morning. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
I so appreciate you having me in. Thank you.